Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Monday, October 12th, 2020, and this week we're discussing the outlook for the pound ahead of the European Union Leaders Summit. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. So Lee, what are your expectations for the pound ahead of this week's EU Leaders Summit?
Well, in recent weeks, we've seen the pound strengthen, and that's been on the back of rising optimism that the EU and UK appear to be moving closer to a Brexit trade deal. That's seen cable rise back above the 130 level at the start of this week from last month's low of around 126.76. Similarly as well, euro sterling has also fallen back towards the 90 level after hitting a high last month of close to the 93 level. So the market's certainly been pricing in a kind of more optimistic scenario going forward for the Brexit talks. But what we've been saying is that this week's EU Leaders Summit, at the end of this week, we think this is going to be an important test to see whether the pound's recent upward momentum can be sustained. As we all know, the government here in the UK has been threatening for some time now to walk away from trade talks if an agreement is not reached by the 15th of October, which obviously at this stage still poses some downside risks for the pound in the week ahead. However, if you look at sort of market pricing, it doesn't look like market participants are overly concerned at this stage by those downside risks ahead of this week's summit. If you look at implied pound volatility and also demand for pound downside protection in the options market, that still looks relatively low for the week ahead. And I think that basically is reflecting this kind of building optimism that trade talks are still moving in a more favorable direction now. We have seen positive momentum in recent weeks in those talks, and that has raised expectations ahead of the EU summit that the two sides are likely to push their negotiations forward. We could go into the kind of tunnel phase of talks following the EU summit, which would involve kind of a more intense period of negotiations where they both tried to make the kind of final compromises needed to reach a final trade deal. So it looks like that's the kind of direction that we're heading in. And I think if that is kind of confirmed by developments this week, then that could unlock further upside potential for the pound in the near term. In our kind of previous reports, we have been highlighting that we would expect to see cable potentially rise as high as the 135 level if we were to see a trade deal agreed before year end. So that's still kind of our base case scenario. But we would also highlight as well that we are becoming more concerned by the surge we're seeing in new COVID cases here in the UK, which again is standing out for all the wrong reasons. And on that side of things as well, we're expecting Boris Johnson later today to announce a further mix of stricter lockdown measures, particularly for the north of England. So obviously in the UK, it looks like we're certainly heading down the route of further restrictions being put in place in the coming months. And that will certainly dampen the outlook for recovery here in the UK. And I think it's disappointing that we also saw growth slow more than expected in August as well. Already we're seeing a loss of growth momentum even before those restrictions were put in place. So all in all, the outlook for growth here in the UK is certainly darkening right now. And we think all this certainly strengthens the case for the Bank of England to more seriously consider introducing further stimulus, perhaps as early as in November. And on that side of things, most likely the Bank of England will decide to expand their quantitative easing program again. So I think these negative factors, in our view, are making us a little bit wary about the potential upside for the pound. Yes, if we do get a trade deal, that would be positive for the pound. But if it's in a kind of situation whereby we're seeing the economy slow more sharply because of new COVID restrictions, then the upside potential may be more dampened than we kind of previously had anticipated.
And what else do you expect to drive FX market performance in the week ahead, Lee?
Well, what we've seen more broadly in the FX market in recent weeks is that the dollar has re-weakened again. We've seen the dollar index fall back towards the 93 level, and that's coincided as well with a rebound in global equity markets over that period. So generally, we're kind of back into the kind of risk-on trading environment again. And in our view, that's mainly been driven by building optimism over the likelihood of further potential kind of significant fiscal stimulus being delivered. So market participants, in our view, they're beginning to price in more fully the likelihood of a potential kind of blue wave following the US election. If we look at the kind of latest opinion polls over in the US, it does look, at least at the national level, that Joe Biden is still continuing to extend his lead over President Trump. The latest polls are showing a lead of around 12 percentage points. So that's certainly giving market participants more confidence that we could see a more decisive victory for the Democrats in the election. And that's also been reflected as well in the latest odds from Predictit, which have now seen the probability of the Democrats taking control of the Senate. That's also risen to around 2/3. So it looks like the market is increasingly coming around to the view that the Democrats could take the White House and the Senate as well, to give them obviously complete control after the election. And that kind of blue wave scenario certainly would open the door more clearly to a further significant pickup in government spending to support the economic recovery going forward. There are already kind of expectations, which we kind of broadly agree with, that the Democrats would certainly kind of favour passing a further stimulus package early next year. Kind of, I guess, ballpark estimates at this stage are already around kind of $2.5 to $3 trillion worth of stimulus could be on the table early next year. So this kind of optimism is helping to support risk assets right now and helping to weaken the dollar in the near term. And I think that's also kind of by and large that's kind of offsetting some disappointment that we still haven't reached a fiscal stimulus deal before the election. Obviously, the negotiations there are still ongoing between the White House, the Democrats, and the Republicans in the Senate over the potential for a stimulus package before the election. But on that side of things, it's still looking certainly complicated to reach a deal, although both sides appear to be kind of moving closer together, potentially for a package of around $2 trillion. But as we know, the election is quickly coming up, and it's still far from a done deal that they'll get a deal passed in time. So there's certainly some element there of risk of disappointment that stimulus won't come before the election. But I think for now, investors and market participants are kind of willing to look through the potential for some short-term disappointment on stimulus, given that there's still high hopes that we will see a much bigger package early next year after the election. So that kind of impact we can see on financial markets more broadly, not just risk assets have rebounded in recent weeks, but also if you look at US long-term yields, those have also increased as well, reflecting the kind of anticipation of more fiscal stimulus to come in the US. And I guess in a more kind of normal situation, you would expect these kind of higher US yields and more fiscal stimulus that would be positive for US growth. You would expect that to be dollar positive as well. But I think on this occasion, the dollar hasn't really strengthened much on the back of these favorable developments. And we think this kind of dynamic is likely to continue going forward into next year. I think kind of one of the key reasons why we don't expect US fiscal stimulus to be as dollar positive as it has been in the past is obviously the actions that we've seen recently from the Fed. They've clearly signaled that they want to keep yields in the US low during the recovery phase. So yes, we may get more fiscal stimulus, which will help to boost growth in the US, but we would expect the Fed to step up their quantitative easing program early next year as well, to try and keep those yields low in the US. And that will, we think, put a dampener on support for the dollar. And I guess the kind of worst case scenario for the dollar next year would be if we were also to see inflation expectations pick up as well. If you see that happen while nominal yields are being suppressed by the Fed, then ultimately that's going to put more downward pressure on real yields in the US and also lead to further dollar weakness next year, which is still our kind of base case scenario.
Right. Thanks very much for that insight, Lee. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.